Therefore, he also saved the most serious illusion for last, that of the resurrection. But for now, he transitions to a lighter point, saying, "Now I commend you for remembering me in all things." When the wrongdoing is undeniable, he openly criticizes and warns, but when it is disputable, he substantiates it first, then reproaches. He amplifies what was undeniable, but concedes what was potentially contentious. Their sin of fornication, for example, was undeniable. Therefore, there was no need to demonstrate that an offense had taken place. But regarding this, he highlighted the gravity of the transgression and structured his argument around comparison. Their taking of legal disputes before outsiders was an offense, though not as grave. Consequently, he reflects upon this and substantiates it. The issue of idol sacrifices was contentious, yet it was a very severe evil. Hence, he not only highlights it as an offense, but also emphasizes it through his discussion. However, while doing this, he does more than just dissuade them from these specific wrongs, he also encourages them to their opposites. For instance, he didn't only state that one should not sin with fornication, but also that one should demonstrate extraordinary holiness. Hence, he added, "Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit." Moreover, having asserted that one should not be wise with the kind of wisdom that is superficial, he is not content with just this, but prompts him also to become a fool. And when he advises them against taking disputes before outsiders and to avoid wrong, he goes further. He obviates even the prospect of litigation, counseling them not only to avoid wrong, but even to endure it.